Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Homies conference call to discuss the 2019 third quarter earning results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.homies.com in the investors relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luiz Cassiano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luiz Cassiano will comment on the company's 2019 third quarter earning results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luiz Cassiano.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for attending the third quarter earnings release conference call of Industrias Homes. We reported the quarterly results with a significant improvement in the earnings of all business units, reflecting a gradual recovery of the domestic market and the strong work on operational efficiency that has been done by Homes team in recent years. Due to a good operational result, joined with the cash-in from the judicial deposits account related to the VAT tax claim recognized during the first quarter, we released a strong cash generation in this quarter. In the Homes Machines business unit, as previously reported, we delivered part of the strong backlog from the first half of the year, resulting in a robust financial result. Looking to the market, the recovery is still very volatile, but now with a clear trend of growth. In the Casting business unit, we had another quarter of recovery. We have improved profitability, and we released strong order entry, mainly due to the heavy part segment, which consolidated the positive signals already reported in the previous quarter. Our German operation, Burkhard & Weber business unit, posted a significant margin recovery and an increase on revenue this quarter, as already expected, confirming operational improvement work that started back in 2018. Now, I would like to move to Fabio, who will detail our third quarter earnings release. Welcome, Fabio.
Thank you, Cassiano. Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for joining our third quarter 2019 conference call. The chart number three with the highlights had an important increase in net revenues of about 20% this quarter compared to the same period, 2018, and mainly it was due to the increase in roaming machines and BW. Basically, we saw by the end of the second quarter a strong backlog that partially materialized in this third quarter. Third quarter 2019 shows a strong EBITDA margin of 14.4%, an increase of 2.8 points compared to the third quarter 2018. The higher volume in revenues, together with a strong control of the operating expenses and a slightly better gross margin were the main reasons for such increase. Roaming Machines business unit grew its revenue in about 16% in the third quarter 2019 compared to the same period last year, which positively impacts in the operating margin that reached 16.4% in this quarter. BW Machines grew 52% in this quarter in terms of net revenues. This increase in revenues allied to the gross margin expansion as a result of projects focused on profitability positively reflected in the EBIT margin, which grew 10.5 points compared to the third quarter 2018. In terms of order entry in the casting business in the third quarter of 2019 had an increase of over 100% compared to the third quarter 2018 due to the recovery of heavy casting parts related to the wind power segment. By the end of the third quarter, Romy had a net cash position of about 16 million reais. The strong cash generation in the third quarter this year was due to the withdrawal of the judicial deposits arising from the success in legal proceeding and the positive operational performance. The chart number 4, the gross fixed capital formation has been shown a positive development in the recent quarters. In 2019, the accumulated performance shows an improvement which corroborates the gradual recovery of the Brazilian economy. This improvement in the macro scenario positively impacts in the order entry, especially for roaming machines business in the domestic market. The chart number 5. In the first chart, we can see that capacity utilization in 2019 is slightly above 2018 and in a higher level when compared to past years. This means that industry is gradually increasing its utilization and it's the feeling we have based on our customers' discussion. Regarding the Industrial Confidence Index, October 2019 has shown a slightly better level compared to 2018, reflecting the gradual recovery in the political and economic situation. However, we still see a strong volatility over the months of 2019. The chart number 6. The customer segments for roaming machines in 2019 is distributed in many segments, which is usual in this business unit. What we can see in 2019 is a larger number of industrial segments purchasing machines, which shows that the gradual recovery of the domestic economy has positively impacted several industrial sectors. In the business unit BW Machines, the demanding segments remain similar to last year. The aerospace segment, which was one of the main sectors chosen by BW a few years ago in order to develop new machining solutions, appears consistent over the presented periods. And in the casting business, 2019 has been a challenging year for this business unit, especially for the heavy casting parts due to the temporarily lower demand from the wind power segment. This segment reduced its participation from 40 to 19% compared to 2019 to last year. On the other hand, there was a significant growth in the order entry this quarter, mainly represented by the recovery of the orders for the wind power segment that will be delivered mainly in 2020. The chart number 7. Both roaming machines and BW had an increase in revenues and consequently increase its participation in the 2019 consolidated revenues. Cast iron parts decreased its participation due to the lower demand, mainly related to the heavy casting parts. The chart number 8, the net revenues distribution, domestic market accounted for 56% in 2019, 4 points lower compared to 2018 due to the increase of the net revenues of our German operation BW. The decrease in the Latin America was due to the lower sales volume to South America. Several countries in this region are facing a challenging political and economic environment which negatively impacts in the level of investments. The chart number 9, rolling machines orders in the third quarter 2019 decreased by 15% compared to the same period 2018, mainly due to lower orders in the foreign market, especially in South America, as just mentioned. BW orders in 2019 were about 19% lower compared to the same period 2018. Europe and Asia are facing a more challenging scenario and economic outlooks have been reviewed to lower growth rates. Despite this challenging scenario, BW still has a good pipeline of projects in order to keep the actual level of business activities. In the casting iron parts, orders in this third quarter 2019 showed an important increase of 103% compared to the third quarter 2018, mainly due to the recovery of heavy casting parts orders, mainly from the wind power segment. Due to the significant increase in revenues in this third quarter, in the Romy and BW machines, backlog for both business units decreased 17 and 24% respectively. In the casting business, backlog increased by 74% compared to the third quarter 2018 due to the higher order entry already mentioned. The chart number 10, the cost structure. Reflects a good level of operational efficiency, which had significant improvement in the last couple of years. We keep our focus on projects related to cost improvement and profitability. The chart number 11, gross margin in the third quarter 2019 reached 29.8%, slightly better than the third quarter 2018. BW had an important gross margin expansion this quarter, impacted by the higher revenues and the several projects focused on profitability. Romy Machines gross margin decreased in the third quarter, mainly due to the mix of products with smaller machines. Regarding the operating margin, third quarter reached 11.1%, an increase of 3.6 points compared to the same period last year due to the high revenues and strong control over the operating expenses. The chart number 12, EBITDA margin reached 14.4% this quarter, about 3 points above the third quarter 2018. It was also due to the high revenues and the strong control over the operating expenses. The same improvements can be noticed in the net profit, which amounted to 27.9 million reais, representing a net margin of 11.3%, about 3.5 points higher compared to the same period 2018. The chart number 13, the business unit's results, beginning in the Romy business, in the Romy machines revenues in 2019, there was an increase of about 10% compared to 2018, and gross margin was 0.6 points above last year. EBITDA margin decreased 0.9 points compared to 2018, mainly due to the higher allocation of the shared operating expenses in this business unit, once casting business had a decrease of 20% in its revenues this year. BW revenues increased by 36% in 2019 compared to the same period 2018, reflecting the strong order entry in the last quarters. In the third quarter, BW had an important recovery in gross margin that in the accumulated basis of 2019 is in a similar level of 2018. This gross margin recovery, together with the increase in revenues, EBITDA margin reached in 2019 1.1%, 3.5 points above same period 2018. The casting iron parts revenues decreased in 2019 compared to 2018 due to the lower demand for heavy casting parts. The change in the mix of products, the lower revenues, and the restructuring costs in the first quarter this year negatively impacted the gross and EBIT margin this year. On the other hand, we can notice that in the when we look at the, specifically the third quarter of the casting iron parts business unit, we see an improvement compared to the immediately last quarters. The chart number 14, the cash position. Third quarter showed a strong cash generation of 102 million reais, resulting in a net cash position of about 60 million reais by the end of the third quarter. The improvement in the operating results and the withdrawal of the judicial deposit in the amount of 88.5 million reais were the main aspects of such cash position improvement this quarter. The chart number 15, the performance of Romy shares in the period of 2 years was significantly above Ibovespa index due to the positive development of the operating results since 2017, together with the improvement in the macro scenario, which have positively impacted in the shares price. Well, we finished our third quarter results conference call, and now we move to the question and answer session. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Cassiano, at this time you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you very much for participating on the third quarter conference call of Industrias Romy. If you have any questions, our team of Investor Relations is here to help you. Thank you.
That does conclude Romy's quarter earnings results conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation and thank you for using Chorus Call. You may now disconnect.